Hello again, it's Julie Stanford, and this is the ninth in my series of 20 Essential Business Startup Tips. Now we're going to think about choosing your customers. You may think that's a bit of an odd thing to say. You might be thinking that the customers choose you in a business, but many businesses serve the customers who come to them rather than building the best mix of customers for their business. Don't make that mistake. Do you know who your ideal customers will be? The best way to approach this crucial part of your planning is to start right at the beginning and think about who your customers should be. This applies whether you're starting a new business or running an existing one. There'll be some customers who are easier to win, some who are harder but more profitable, some who will appreciate your strengths more than others, and so on. Can you find the best combination? Can you find the ones who will buy from you with less persuasion, more frequently, and for a higher price than others will? Even when your business is up and running, it's a good idea to take a step back from time to time and think hard about what mix of customer types would be best for you to match with your strengths and to meet your business goals. If you do this right from the start, you can work smarter, not harder. You're less likely to find yourself in a situation where you're working all the hours there are for very little profit. I'd like you to ask yourself these questions, and it might be best to write them down and write down your answers so that you can look at them in great detail. First question, ask yourself, what am I best at doing or what are we planning to sell? Then say, who will appreciate this most? How easy are those people going to be to convert to a sale? How many of them are there in your area? Or the area you have in mind, however large? Will this be enough business? And then ask yourself, what mix of customers would be ideal? Once you've answered all these questions, I want you to ask yourself, will I be able to bring in enough money with these customers? If the answer's no, you might need to rethink your ideas about your customer groups, your service, or your product to find just the right mix. Remember, being busy won't in itself make you successful. You need to be busy doing the right things for the right people at the right price. And that takes some thought. So I'd be very grateful if you'd write down those questions and really give it some thought. I'm Julie Stanford, and you've been listening to my tip 9 of Essential Business Startup Tips. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your business idea.